This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld.
It's Monday. It's a new week. We have a very fun episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta to talk about. But first of all, we had some news happen, I think on Friday after we recorded. Stassi had her baby, and it's a little baby girl named Hartford Charlie Rose. And that is a name.
I mean, altogether, I think it's a really pretty name. I just don't understand. I know obviously a lot has to do with it's family names, whatever, but I just think like more than two names is a lot. Like a third name adds a lot.
Sure. I guess, but my main thing is I don't understand why you would name your child after a famous accused sexual predator.
That seems like
a poor choice. Like, I am not sure if they have never heard of Charlie Rose or if they're just like unaware or if they do and they don't really care. But it's like a lot of people, myself included, saw this name and the first reaction is kind of like, what?
Well, you mentioned that to me. And to be honest, like, I didn't know who that was. And like, I don't think they named it after that person.
Well,
so I feel
obviously,
like
the name was not inspired, but it's like,
the name is really cute. Like Charlie Rose. And there's a portion of the world who like doesn't associate it with that. I feel
right,
I could be wrong,
but it's like, why would you choose? Even if say like 30% of the world does associate it with that, like why wouldn't you just pick something else?
I want to know if her first name is Hartford and the middle names are Charlie Rose. So like when you're in school and taking attendance, like the teacher's not going to be like Hartford Charlie Rose. And she could announce two other kids by then.
Yeah, I don't know like what they're going to call her, but I assume it's not going to be Hartford Charlie Rose. But it's just,
imagine.
To me, like, I don't think Hartford really like Charlie Rose sounds like a name, like a girl, like a cute, like 21st century, like girl's name. But like Hartford seems kind of like dissonant to me.
Other day that Hartford is like something with like an English boy, like it's after like an English boy, like that's where the meaning comes from. I don't know what it has to do with them. I always get so nervous when a celebrity announces their baby's name. Like, I'm wondering what in the world. We're still waiting for Lala and Britney, and it's like, she's way after, I guess. That's why I didn't forget about you. I get like, it's so nerve-wracking because you know they're not going to be like, welcome Samantha. Like, that's just not what it's going to be,
right? It's funny. So Stassi, I guess, had teased basically that it was going to be a name that started with an H, and a lot of people were thinking like Harper or Harlow or like some other name like that that's kind of like very like basic 21st century like basic girl name, but
right.
Obviously she went in like a little more of a unique direction, but still.
we wish them all the best and we hope baby heart for Charlie Rose Clark is doing amazing.
Wait, also, did you see the most recent photo that Ashley posted of baby Dean,
who, okay,
first of all, looks like an adult now, and second of all, does not look like Michael anymore, which
Dylan,
I am
that is so funny
for.
You posted that, because when she put up that picture, I was like, wait, the baby somehow doesn't look like Michael, because it scarily was like a clone of Michael.
Right.
And now all of a sudden he like grew into himself at the ripe age of what, two? Not even, I don't know.
Not
and
even.
He's
a very handsome looking toddler, I would say.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, so enough baby talk. Let's talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta, which we're talking about this week. A baby that has grown up and has left the nest, Riley Burroughs, which is just crazy.
That montage they did of her was so sweet. The song that was playing, all of the like videos they showed. And while they were showing all the videos, I was like, oh my God, like we watch these kids grow up, seriously.
And I feel like with there kind of are different levels of housewives kids being on the show. Like obviously most of them are around in terms of like their scenes at home and stuff, but some of them, and Riley falls in this category, are a lot more involved in the storylines and feel like they're real characters on the show. Like Teresa's daughters are like that. Like, you know, there are a handful of kids. I would say Cynthia's daughter is like that, too.
Once you mention the Judices, like, everything goes out the window. We forget what we're talking about.
But it's like, so there are, you know, Riley is in that kind of, like, narrow category of housewives kids where it really feels like they've been a big part of the show. And I know, I was texting my friend who listens to the podcast, and I was like, oh my God, like it was so cute the way they like showed Riley. And he was like, didn't you say last week that you don't like watching housewives kids go to college on the show?
Except Riley. We said except Riley. We were giving that exception.
Yeah, I did go on record last week talking about Shannon Bator's daughter saying that I don't enjoy these storylines. But I will just clarify my previous point and say that I think there are a handful of exceptions and Riley is one of them. And
yes, we have take backs on this show. We have take backs. So you can take that back.
This would not hold up in a court of law, but I do feel like they did a good job of kind of showing just enough without making it like Candy's whole storyline for the season. You know, like we're only five episodes in and it's already done. So
yeah, and move over Riley because Ace is in town and Ace has a confessional and he is the fucking cutest kid I've ever seen.
In his little vest, he looks so sharp.
You, Riley.
Oh my God, he just wants to give her her gloves because she doesn't like her hands to get dirty. I love little Ace and I'm excited. You know, Candy, please stay on the show as long as you want so we can see little Ace grow up. Maybe we'll see him go to college too.
Oh my God, imagine just in general housewives being on that long.
And we're like 40 years old still doing this podcast. Like, No, I can't think of, even I was talking about when Portia, Kyle's daughter, goes to college. Like, that's going to be crazy. Like,
okay, but I also feel like Portia has been like 8 for 12 years already.
Did you see the photo Kyle posted of her a couple weeks ago? She's like a teenager now. It's weird. Yeah.
She had a perfect winged eyeliner on, and I was like, okay, Portia.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Okay, so
moving on to a different Portia.
Moving on to a different Portia. We get a really emotional scene this episode. Portia is working on a book, which I actually
contrary to a lot of Housewives books, I feel like she really deserves one.
Yeah, and I love the title too. I love everything. I feel like
what's the title?
The Pursuit of Portia.
I was going to say the Portia Path. That's just like incorrect. Great title. I am excited. I do feel like she's one of those people where, I mean, I don't know if she's like a great author
something to write
or
about.
Whatever, but like I at the very least feel like she has like some kind of purpose in her life that would be interesting to read about. And it doesn't feel like a Housewives cash grab of just like, I have 100,000 Instagram followers. Here's a book. So she's working on this book. She's with Lauren and Diane. Okay. I know that this is not technically new information, but I did not remember that Lauren and Portia are half sisters.
So I know they're half sisters. I just can never remember who, like,
which parent they share.
Yes, how. So she clarified, obviously, that they share the same father, and Miss Diane is Portia's biological mother. But even growing up, they didn't live together, Portia and Lauren. It was actually a really nice moment. And if you just compare for 1 second, because that's all I want to talk about OC for, like Elizabeth and her brother when they were talking about their childhood, mm-hmm. like it was such a different scene. Like this episode of Portia and Lauren talking was like heartfelt, and we got more information from them, and I was more interested.
This dynamic was so interesting. Obviously, we've seen Lauren on the show for years. It's not like we don't know her at all, but to see them talk about this part of their childhood that it doesn't sound like even they've really talked about mm-hmm. with each other, that they had such different experiences of how their father was as a dad, because, mm-hmm. you know, with Portia, he was weekend dad, and, you know, they were doing stuff on the weekends and she was seeing him, you know, a few times a month. Whereas with Lauren, he's there, you know, to tuck her in every night and like home for dinner every night and all of this. And I think that's a really interesting dynamic. And then to hear that he passed away when Lauren was only 10, like, I'm sure that was something, you know, Portia's a little older, but also I'm sure that they experienced just the loss of their father really differently mm-hmm. because, you know, when it's your dad that you live with every day versus someone you're less close with. I just think that's super interesting, and it was a nice kind of side of Portia's family that we don't see very often. I thought that scene was great.
Yeah, I love seeing the dynamic, like you said, with Lauren and Portia in general, though. Like when she brought the hot dogs to the house and we forgot for a moment that Dennis owns like a hot dog company, but
they were the wrong brand.
It was so funny. I don't know if you heard when she was like, when Portia was like, I'll just have my assistant go get it, which like is Lauren.
I know. I love that their relationship is so fun to me. And also I think part of the reason why I don't think of them as half sisters is because it seems like Lauren and Miss Diane have a really nice relationship with each other, which
is nice to see.
Is great. Yeah, it's great that they really have a strong sort of family unit, even if it's not like quote unquote traditional. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love the hot dog thing was so funny. I love that we're seeing Portia's continued experience of being a vegan.
Well, and also the fact that we didn't talk about last week that Portia gets co-parenting presents, and then this mm-hmm. week she was like, oh no, we're still like, I want Dennis to be successful because what Dennis has is mine. Well, we're still a family. We're still a family unit. That's my baby daddy. And I was like, girl, you're so right. Like, you're right. You need need those hot dog dollars.
She needs the hot dog dollars. And, you know, at the end of the day, when you have a child with someone, even if you're not in a romantic relationship, mm-hmm. it benefits everyone if everyone's like on good terms and like doing well. Okay, so I don't want to waste any more time. We have to talk about this party. Oh my God. We were texting during this and it was like in real time. I couldn't believe what was happening on the screen because it was like one thing after another of just this event was awkward and hilarious and just like so strange all wrapped together.
I want to go on record and say that this was by far one of my favorite Housewives episodes of all time. That's a strong statement, but this was one of the best episodes I've ever seen. It was a clusterfuck of all sorts. And it was so this is the Housewives we love, where it was not there was no acting involved. This well, not that there usually is, but I'm saying like no planned. This was everything we saw was raw, like raw.
Right. This was raw. This whole event, which was the majority of the episode, it was not about like a storyline or anything. It was just like all of these personalities. So basically, we're in some kind of event space that looks like it's like an empty space in an office park complex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very weird and very sparse. And obviously, because of COVID, we're not having, you know, big parties with 100 people or whatever. But basically, it's this big empty room with a table and a stage and a DJ wearing a mask. And Kenya has made all of these preparations. And of course, it's a surprise engagement party for Cynthia. But nobody else knows besides Candy that that's the purpose of the party. So to try and get people there on time before Cynthia's arrival, she has told everyone that at that point, presidential candidate Joe Biden will be making an appearance at the party.
I almost lost it. Okay, the reason I found this so funny was because of how excited Cynthia was. Like, did not stop talking about it. And I'm sorry, if you're told someone like that is going to be there, of course Cynthia's not going to come when you tell her to. She's going to come earlier. Like, there was just Cynthia, so many other ways. I thought it was clever to say Joe Biden was going to be there, but the way they even went into it, that he was in Michigan yesterday, how is he? They Googled where he was.
He got a private plane.
I thought that was so funny.
I don't understand Kenya's logic here, because usually when you're planning a surprise party, you tell everyone else what's going down and when they need to be there in order to be there for the surprise. But she was like so hellbent on not telling anyone any information, not even that she was the host. And it's like, of course Portia's not going to show up on time. Of course Marlo is not going to show up on time. Like, you're supposed to tell everyone else so they understand why it's important for them to show up on time.
And to be honest, if they knew it was for Cynthia, they probably would, like, they would have come, like, when they needed to. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, LaToya was an hour and 20 minutes late. Come on.
Well, that's just, like, weird in general to be an hour and 20 minutes late to someone, to, like, any event, but...
Well, do you remember last season when... Who was it? Had that, like... animal print themed party where they were in that weird upstairs space and like everyone was late. Was that Nene? I can't remember.
I was just gonna say Nene, but I think, and Nene was the one that came late, wasn't she?
Oh yeah, and that was like the day Eva had her baby.
Yes, that's a perfect analogy. That's exactly what this was. I mean, everyone was dressed on theme, everyone, but here's the thing, when they did the countdown of everyone arriving and then Cynthia walking in the door and it said Cynthia arrives in 2-1 and she walked in
and then
like Portia came late also, and Portia didn't know what the event was until like while Kenya was on the thing. She was like, oh wait, this is an engagement party for Cynthia, like no one even told her. Then it was just so awkward.
So weird. It's a mess. Before, so Cynthia shows up, they're like, oh surprise, and Kenya gives Candy the mic and tells her to freestyle, and she's just like singing to them. It's so strange.
Sang a chill song, a song with chill in it, and it reminded me just of like a thing of nursery rhymes. Like they were all singing the word chill in a different way.
So bizarre.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week. Grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite. Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin Orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cynthia does ask Kenya and Candy to be bridesmaids, which I thought was nice. She initially said she wasn't going to have bridesmaids. And it's like, girl, you're having a 250-person wedding in the middle of a pandemic. I don't believe that you're not having bridesmaids.
Okay. Whose reaction did you like better for being asked a bridesmaid, Kenya or Candy? Because Kenya was very dramatic. I think she wanted the rest of the girls to come over, which that didn't happen because she kept repeating mm-hmm. what she was saying. And Candy was so taken aback. It was very, they were both pretty Oscar worthy, if you ask me.
I personally enjoyed Kenya's energy just at this whole event, especially when she... So Cynthia was, I mean, she was very nice. She was excited about the surprise. Mm-hmm. She told Kenya that she was forgiven for the almost the snafu at her engagement. And when Kenya said, well, you know, I would have planned your wedding if you asked me.
Dead serious. Like, she was dead asked. Serious. Yeah.
Like, why would she have asked you?
Yeah. There. I was like, wait, was there a conversation prior to this that it even was a question? Like, I don't. She was dead serious, which was, again, one of the other funny parts. And then another note I wanted to say, because this was a dinner also. It went. Apparently, we thought this was an engagement party. It was just a dinner. And the chef comes out and was like, I just came back from Dubai cooking for like the princess and the ruler. Like, that's what she made a warm cauliflower salad and like linguine and lobster. I was like, what did you cook for the prince? What did you make for the princess?
The princess's favorite meal was this warm cauliflower salad. I'm like, okay, great.
Everything was just so good. Oh,
classic Kenya of like wanting to have like the most over the top event, and it's like 4 snowflakes on a table and like a melting ice sculpture and the royal Dubai chef.
Stop, guys. I'm sorry. I had 3 root canals done this morning. Yes, you heard me, 3, and my mouth is sideways, and this is hard for me to get through. But
Barry's like trying not to laugh too hard,
really, so trying. She doesn't
bust her mouth open.
Okay,
so this whole event is awkward, but then when we sit down for the dinner, which LaToya shows up like in the middle of the first course because she's so late. So things kind of go a little bit left all of a sudden. They're talking about this nude photo that Kenya sent to LaToya, mm-hmm. which is a whole strange can of worms to me. I don't really get what's going on between Kenya and LaToya.
I think they're all questioning what's going on between them.
And more than that, I'm like, why are we passing around Kenya's nude photo at the dinner table? It just feels so strange. Like, why is this the turn that things have taken?
She was like, put that away. Put that away. Stop. But she's
bizarre.
Like, show it a little. Show it. I mean, the picture was hot, but...
Yeah, I mean, Kenya looks great. She says that 3 women at the table could get it, and that it would be Candy, LaToya, and Cynthia, which I feel like Kenya is in this weird place where it's like she doesn't have any like major drama, so she's just trying to kind of like stir up like random mess, and it's like, what's going on?
What? Okay, so exactly. When she across the table said, Portia, did you get my gift to your daughter? Which I have to say, though, Portia, I know Portia's been busy, but she even talked about thanking Kenya, and like that should have been done already. That's my, like, you just send a text. Thank you. That was so nice. Whatever. But that at the dinner table that you planned right now was not the time to ask Portia in front of everybody. And then, of course, typical Kenya. Well, I would have given it to you if I was there. Like, come on, Kenya. Like, she didn't plan it.
Kenya?
Lauren's not even there to defend herself. Like, enough.
Kenya seems to have some fundamental misunderstanding of how this went down, and the fact that Portia truly did not know this event was happening until she arrived there. And yeah. Portia says it was a surprise, and Kenya goes, well, this is a surprise, too.
Yeah,
and
that it's like, wasn't a good comeback, because that
it's like,
was
right,
not the same.
It's a surprise that you chose the invites for. Like, Portia wasn't involved in, like, it's not equal. And it's a weird thing. It's like, yes, of course, Portia and Kenya have their issues and their, like, things that they should probably work through. But it's like, Lauren uninviting you from a surprise that Portia didn't know about is not the opportunity to seize on that Kenya thinks it is. Like,
yeah,
Portia did not have anything to do with that.
And then, of course, Portia said, you're just proving Lauren's point. Like, your case in point, right. Like, your reaction and your behavior right now is exactly the reason why she did what she did.
Yeah. I need them to have, like, either, like, a legit confrontation or, like, a sit down and work through their things. Because I feel like Portia says, you know, like, nobody else knew, like, where we were at. And Kenya's like, yeah, like, I don't know where we're at. And I'm like, I don't know where you're at. Like, I want to know. Because I feel like right now we're all just, like, treading water with this conflict, and it's like, I need there to be like, somebody needs to sink, or we need to, like, get out of the pool. Like,
do you think that Kenya at that moment, by her doing that, was just doing a tip, like a little dig, or do you think, like, she wanted that moment to escalate? I can't tell.
You know, I don't think she wanted, like, a brawl at the table
or anything.
Like, I don't think she wanted it to really get to, like, a crazy place. But I do think Kenya is just kind of, by nature, she loves to poke at things. And you see her when Cynthia's like, you know, we want this to stay, whatever. And Kenya has to make some side comment at Marlo, who wasn't really doing anything. I think, like, that's just kind of how Kenya loves to say, like, the first thing that pops into her mind. And I think she just, like, isn't really interested in filtering herself, which creates good TV. But also, it's like, Kenya.
I know. Exactly what you just said is, like, exactly how I felt watching that scene. Like, I was like, why did you just say that? There was no reason for it.
I want to note also, so while everyone is at this party, the one person who is not there is Drew, who... Mm-hmm. is not in this episode. I believe we heard last episode that her father-in-law died and they were going to be traveling for the funeral. So I am assuming that's why she wasn't there. But it is just, again, kind of weird that we've now had kind of our first, like, group scenes of the season and she hasn't been at any of them. And it's like, I feel like I want, like, clarity on what's really, like, the cast dynamic here.
I know. I feel like, it wasn't the place for, like, it would have been one of those where it was, like, not about Cynthia if she was there. Like, people would have just been, like, side conversations, and it would have been, like, weird considering it wasn't a broad list of guests.
To be fair, though, Cynthia's, like, Drew's connection to the cast, theoretically. Like, they met in L.A., so it would make sense if it was, like, Cynthia's friends for Drew to be there. I think, again, like, we know that she was traveling for the funeral. I get it.
Right.
But it's, like, it does feel really, like, bizarre how, like, disconnected from the cast she's been so far. And I really hope that that is, like, fixed soon, because I think it's, like, doing her a disservice. Like, I haven't been able to enjoy her fully as a housewife. And I want to. Like, there are things there that I think are promising, but I'm like, we need to get to the meat of her.
Right, because a big part of us seeing how we feel about housewives is their dynamic with the other ladies. And
exactly.
With this, we already don't like her dynamic with her husband.
Right.
So we need to see another side of this, because, like, so far I like Drew. Like, I don't dislike her, but I would like to see...
I will say I wasn't sad that we didn't have any scenes of Ralph being a dick this week. Like, it was nice to have a little break from that.
I agree.
Okay, so Barry, tell me who your number one Bravo Lab in the group is.
I'm going to 100% give it to Cynthia just because it was her party. She was a shining little snowflake. And also that she was so disappointed overall that Joe Biden was not there, that that was actually the topic of the party. And afterwards, I was laughing so hard. And so I want Cynthia to now meet Joe Biden. She was playing how she was taking her selfie with him.
I want that for her, too. I'm going to give mine to Candy and, by extension, Riley. It was a really nice send-off, and I loved that while, you know, we were having this emotional music and packing up this van, limo, U-Haul, whatever combo, Candy is, like, walking with a like, takeout dish of noodles and just, like, still, like, shoveling food in her mouth, like, as I'm, like, wiping my tears away. I love Candy. She also really pulled through with pulling off this Kenya party that she made her do her bidding with. I don't know. A fun episode. I'm excited. I feel like we're on a good track for the season now, and I'm hope they keep it up.
Yeah, because we have some major drama coming that involves a stripper.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check out the Bravo Bay Betches merch collection on shop.betches.com. Lots of fun, cute stuff there. Rate, review, subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen, and follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a Wild Berry Splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.